Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, people like us, we've got to stick together. Keep your head up, nothing lasts forever. Here to the damned, to the lost and forgotten. It's hard to get high when you're living.
Inside the Get Real Studios. This is going to be a crazy event. Anybody listening, you are going to get inside access inside the minds of people who update you every day. These people go 24/7, minute by minute, letting you know what goes on inside the Big Brother house. Our forum, GetRealForum.com, has, I think it's 35 updaters, and we also have forum people who are on our boards, and they are up there posting and doing discussion boards, and these people go nonstop and go crazy all year for you. They get the inside scoop on what happens on the feeds minute to minute, and this is their party, and we're letting everybody in on it. If you are of legal drinking age where you live, please go get your libations. We are going to have a drinking game. The whole time. We're going to get drunk. Definitely. I don't see any way around it. We have BB games for you to play along with. We have lots. It is uncensored. If you are under the age of 18, you cannot listen. Sorry. Usually our show is very structured, and we have our intros and our commercials and our BB alumni or our BB guests. Not tonight. Tonight, we're taking off our panties, and we are flying by the seat naked, basically. We're going to see what happens. We're going to bring the updaters on air. There's going to be probably 20 people on air, and join in. I see the switchboard is lighting up. Lighting up. Also, if you want to join in the chat room where we could read your chat, just scroll down to where you could sign in with your social media through Facebook or Twitter, and we will see your names, not just guests. I see Allison, I see Cheyenne, I see, hey, it's Mouse. Mouse, what's up? Crystal, Michelle, Jim Bob. Hello, everybody. So I'm going to give you a minute to grab your drinks. I'm going to start bringing people on air, and we're going to go for it. They're going to tell you how they feel. We're going to curse. We're going to drink. We're going to talk about the live feeds from the beginning of the season till now, and we're just going to party. And let's see. The first person I'm going to bring on is lovely Michelle. Welcome on air, Michelle.
Hello, Cammy. Hello, everyone.
Happy Updaters Party.
Yay.
Okay, Michelle, what are you drinking this evening?
Beer right now, beer.
All right, you're starting with beer. You're starting off light.
Yep.
We have Nicole.
One in there.
I just want to say a shout out to Nicole. I haven't seen that name in a long time. I love you. Mwah. PM me on Facebook. Get Real. We're 24/7 all reality, and then a large part of us is Big Brother. If you go to GetRealLOL.com, you will see our Big Brother forum, our Big Brother weekly cartoon, our Big Brother blogs, our recaps, our radio show we do. We do everything Big Brother, people. So before I'm drunk, GetRealLOL.com. Okay, let's see who we're going to bring on next. Let's bring on Allison from the forum. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I have a bit of a cold, so I may be a little difficult to understand.
That's okay. Are you drinking with a cold?
I am. Rum and cough syrup.
What are you drinking?
Rum and Coke.
Nice. Michelle, this is Allison. She works at the lower level of the forum. You work at the upper level of the forum. Guys, basically, if you go to our forum, getrealforum.com, the top side is the 24/7 updates, minute by minute. The lower side is where you can go and discuss BB 24/7 with fans from around the world. And there is flashback times of all the cool stuff on the feeds. And there are spoilers. And there is blogs and everything else you want to see. Okay, so we got Allison and we got Michelle. Again, we're flying by the seat of our pants. Who else should I bring on? We're going to bring on Tony. Hi, Tone.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you drinking this evening?
Yep.
What are you drinking?
I grabbed a Heineken.
Nice. We're gonna be doing really good tonight. Mouse. I love Mouse. Mouse is giving us the little avatars in the chat room. I'm drinking wine, people. That's all I drink. Just an FYI. Okay, let's see. Okay, updaters, let's go. Call in, Skype in. Oh, here comes one. Crystal, you're on the air. Hello, Crystal. Crystal?
Hello.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're fantastic. We have Michelle, we have Allison, we have Tony. Are you drinking this evening?
Rum and Coke.
Rum and Coke. Two rum and Cokes. Okay. Before I go any further, I want to ask you three, before we get massive chaos. Can someone tell me what was the weirdest thing they've seen on the feed so far?
For me, I think it would be Austin asking Liz to be his girlfriend.
That was so awkward.
Yeah. It felt very grade schoolish to me.
Grade schoolish?
Yes.
What about you, Michelle? Updating all those hours. What's the weirdest thing you've seen?
Wow. I'm not quite sure yet, but I would say the same thing. When Austin asked Liz to be his girlfriend, and he's got a girlfriend at home, and she's got a boyfriend at home.
I don't know, guys. I don't know what the weirdest thing I've seen.
I mean, anything involving Austin and Liz is a little bit weird.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say out of character, but considering the boyfriend-girlfriend situation and that they know that they're being on live feeds, I don't think Liz and Julia understand the concept of live feeds.
I agree. No. I don't think they do either.
But wait, but they know. They've watched Big Brother and they know. That's what I don't get.
They've quite watched Big Brother, though. Like, they've watched the DVDs they gave them. I don't think it's that they understand how intimate it gets. They think it cuts off, and if they're not doing anything out in the open, if they're not talking about it explicitly, they think it doesn't exist.
They were sitting around the hot tub the other night, and Steve was talking about, you know, the fees and stuff, and you should have seen the look on her face whenever she realized that the feeds are always on and watching them up in HOH.
Oh, yeah.
Just so everybody knows, for our drinking game for the evening, we're going to have a few words. Just because I know they're going to be said a lot, and I want everybody drunk and having a good time, and I will be repeating these words throughout the show. The drinking words, every time you hear them, you got to... You know, we're going to be sipping, but every time you hear the drinking words, you're going to take a nice gulp. And the drinking words are live feeds or feeds, Big Brother, HOH, Vito, Austin, or the twins. Okay, let's bring on... We bring it on. Okay, let's see. Oh, we're going to bring on Nikki. Nikki, you're on the air.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're good. I'm glad. I can't even talk already. I'm so happy you can join us. Listen, everybody, I have a sound effect that every time I say a drinking word, I'm going to play. So everybody knows. Okay, let's see. What am I going to use? Let's use... Nikki, are you drinking?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Let's use... hold on, I'm playing. Stupid. It's something loud. Okay, I'll use that. Can you guys hear that?
A little bit.
Is that a train?
I'm sorry.
That
one's good.
Okay, we're going to use the cat call. So anytime we say live feeds, HOH, Vito, Big Brother, Twins, or Austin, we're going to drink from now on. Okay, I am going to get more people on. Oh, the lovely Loretta.
Hey.
Loretta, you're on the air.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
You
Loretta, do you know who HOH is?
Yeah, I do.
All right, everybody take a drink. Let's take a drink. Loretta, are you drinking with us this evening?
I sure am.
What are you drinking?
Orange Crush with vodka.
Nice. Okay, Loretta, in case you missed it, anytime you hear this, you're going to drink with...
Yep.
And I need a backup, guys. Someone's going to be my backup. You know, like the designated driver? I need the backup person who's going to remind me that someone has said the drink word. So if someone's got to lower their volume, because we can hear the echo of the radio show. So, Loretta, do you know the drinking words?
Twins, Austin, I don't know what else.
HOH. Big Brother, Live Feed.
Okay.
All right, and whoever that is, okay, I think it went away. No, it's still there. I'm hearing an echo. Okay, let's see who else we could bring on. Who do we got going on here? Someone's got to shut down their window. Someone's listening to the show on their computer or something. Just close the window so we don't get the back echo. All right, let's see. All right, we're still waiting for people. Loretta, can you tell me, have you cried yet watching anything from the live feed?
No. I got mad.
I was talking to two people today. They said they've cried watching the feed with a touching moment.
Oh, no. I went off a few times, but no crying.
Anybody cry?
No.
Maybe in disgust.
Yeah.
This is Sandy. I cried today.
What for?
Sandy!
Yay! Yay me!
Yay, Sandy. Sandy is doing the big job of she's in the screening room and she's screening everybody and making sure that we get everybody here. We are still waiting for a lot of people. Maybe Sandy can help direct
everybody.
Them. Yes, call in, Skype in. If you don't know how to Skype in, when you're going to see the Skype icon is by, when you click the link, you're going to see the call in phone number. Next to that is a Skype icon. That's how you Skype in. You just click that and it'll take you right in. Or you can call in 347-327-9114. And hi, Dolly. Mouse, I would love for you to come on Air Mouse later if you're still around. Aaron, why are you in the chat room and not on the radio? Let's go. Brandy, I see in the chat room, not here. Bob, everybody say hi to Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Bob's the one, our silent Bob, that never talks. Oh, by the way, Bob is our Get Real doorman. And basically, we have 31 Facebook groups, from Big Brother to Survivor to Dance Moms to Bravo. And Bob is our doorman. He has the task of scanning and letting everybody in. Thousands of people every day. It's not an easy job, so hats off to Bib. That's what we call him. And I also want to say, hello, haters. Because I know there's haters out there listening. Because you're jealous fucks. So let's all raise a glass. Let's raise a glass to the haters, people. Cheers.
Cheers.
I can't help it we rock. I can't help it that we have excellent people behind the scenes and we pull up everything we put our mind to it. And I can't help it we're having a party right now. So you want to listen? Come on. Call in too. I want to talk to a hater. Okay, let's see. I'm scrolling the studio. All right, we got somebody coming up. Let me just get a name. Make sure they're legit. And remember, updaters, inform people, when you're calling in, we're asking for your measurements, your ID, and if you shave. No, I'm not kidding. Okay, Tony, you like that, huh? Here we go. Here comes Aaron. All right. Aaron, you're live on the air.
I'm legit. Too legit to quit.
Too legit, and I know you're drinking. What are you drinking?
Moscato and orange juice.
Moscato and
nice.
Orange juice. Did you hear
my
the
lady.
Drinking words? The drinking
what?
Words, Aaron. The drinking words. Every time someone says these words, you have to take a big gulp. Not just a sip, like we're going to sip throughout the radio show. Okay, you got to take a big gulp. And it's H-O-H. Big Brother, live feeds or feeds, Austin or the twins. I know I'm forgetting one. And then when someone says...
But now my drink's empty. Oh,
huh?
You didn't mean right now?
No, we're going to drink.
Everybody's well, damn,
drinking.
Now my drink's empty.
Okay, get another one. when someone says...
I'm messing with
words,
you.
You got to go.
I'm messing
and,
with you. I got
and you're
it.
And you're going to hear this. Okay? All right. Let me just scroll real quick. I need a few more people so we can start playing. We got games. We got all sorts of lovely things. Okay, let's talk. Who wants to talk about the HOH this week?
Not me. I heard a whistle.
Oh, I can talk about the HOH, but it wouldn't be nice.
There's two drinks.
That's two.
There's two drinks.
It could be worse.
Who wants to talk about it? About... All right, I'll start it off. What the fuck was that HOH? The minute it came on...
Oh, dang it.
The minute it came on, I said, it's not going to last more than 5 minutes. That HOH contest always has a seat because it's too impossible. You need to hold yourself up, and you got to put your feet on those two little things, plus you're dizzy. I knew right away nobody was lasting.
I knew right away.
I thought Jackie would do better since she's a dancer.
What, Erin?
I thought Jackie would do better since she's a dancer.
Yeah,
I think she would be good, like, on the log. Remember the log? Gina Marie won it. I think that's where her legs and her dance experience came in. This is fucking dizzy shit. I mean, just like when you go, like, amusement park, you can only be on for so long.
But don't you remember, what was her name? The ballerina chick. Real pretty brunette. Erica?
A ballerina?
Is that her name?
I don't remember a ballerina. We had a ballerina.
I think it was Erica or something.
Oh, I remember her. You're right. It was Erica.
Erica, as far as Erica and Jack, that far back?
Yeah, they did a dizzy one, and she could spot, because a part of dancing is you do that head turn thing like Frankie would do.
Right.
If you spin, you have to do that spotting stuff. So I thought you would see Jackie do that, like the spotting thing, where she wouldn't get as dizzy, but she didn't.
Okay. I'm still hearing someone's got the radio show playing. You could definitely X out of your window so we're not getting the feedback because I keep hearing it in my ear. Alright, I'm going to bring on another caller as soon as I see the name to make sure. Sandy, I got no name for the last caller with the phone number ending 2409. I need a name. Okay, so, they played the stupid HOH. What did everybody think about Vanessa winning?
Boo!
I would rather have Vanessa than one of the twins.
That's true.
Yeah.
And hold on. Hold on. She said twins. Hold on. She said twins.
Oh.
You're welcome.
We're going to be drunk before everybody else gets on air. Okay. If you listen to the radio show ever, I always go with people everybody hates. That's just me. And I think I do that. Hi, Christy. Come on in. I think I do that because during season 15, I liked someone that everybody hated and got hated on for doing it. Thus, the beginning of Get Real. So I feel people should like who they want and really don't give a shit. But I don't have a problem with Austin and the twins. And when I go in the updater box every once in a while, like I put in one yesterday.
Right.
Oh, shit. Who's that? Someone steps good, whoever's making sure.
It was Nikki.
Okay. What was I saying?
You go into the updater's box.
Oh, I went in the updater's box during the HOH and I put, you know,
not HOH.
I said the twins.
Drink.
For HOH.
Oh, come on.
Drink.
And
what
I don't know
hell?
Who it was. It was either Christy or somebody said, if I don't get out of the box, they're all going to quit. So that's when I know you leave the box. But I don't have a problem. Hold on, Brandy's coming. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, guys.
You're here. You're with us. Are you drinking with us?
I am drinking Mountain Dew because I am a non-drinker.
That's okay. Being you're a non-drinker, Brandy, can I give you the esteemed pleasure of double-checking me that every time someone says one of the words we're going to drink to, can you let me know if I don't hear it?
I will do my best.
H-O-H. H-O-H-P-O-V. Vito, Big Brother, live feeds, feeds, Austin, or Liz.
Okay.
Okay.
I gotta say something.
Go ahead, Michelle. Say it. This is your show. Everybody should be fucking talking. Go.
The twins, what's
drink.
Up? Hey, so,
Michelle's just trying to get us drunk.
Oh,
the
shit.
The twins were up in HOH. And
yeah, see, there goes Michelle.
And they were talking upstairs by themselves for a while, talking about Meg and James, and then Vanessa comes in. They both tell Vanessa, but they don't have no room to talk. They said that they're always talking bad about everybody, but they don't have no room to talk because they do it more than anybody else.
Amen.
Yes, they do. I agree.
I like.
Can I ask
amen.
A question?
Yeah. Yes. You can say whatever you guys want.
Well, no, I haven't been watching the feeds lately.
Oh, wait.
I know Vanessa won.
Got.
I know Vanessa won the HOH, but who did she nominate?
Oh, HOH.
Megan James.
Meg and James. Spoiler, yeah. Meg and
Big
James.
Meg and James. Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to bring on Kansas. Kansas is not an updater, but Kansas is, like, attached to my hip. She's my, she's like my sister. She calls in every show, so she's part of the family. You guys don't mind if we let her on, right?
No, bring her on.
Hold on. Kansas!
Yay! I'm so excited to join this awesome party.
Kansas, are you drinking?
Girlfriend, come on.
What are you drinking?
With this horrible season right now, you need it. Right, everybody?
Yeah. What are you drinking, Kansas?
Pepsi Max and vodka.
Nice. And
yes.
You know the drinking words?
Oh, honey, I'm going to drink with the other words.
very good. I am going to start playing a game. Okay, so I'm going to rattle off names. There's going to be two teams. We are playing Big Brother Family Feud. Okay, there's going to be two teams. Okay, and I'm going to tell you who's on the team. You guys are going to have to fucking remember. Who's on your team?
Here it gets Bob.
Okay. All right. Michelle. I'm really just going in order on this in the studio. Okay. Michelle, Tony.
Hey.
Excuse me. Michelle, Tony, Allison, and Loretta. You're one team.
Oh, we're going to bust butt now.
Okay.
Can we get
Michelle?
Names?
Michelle, say hi.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Tony, say hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Allison.
Hi.
There's my girl.
Loretta.
Hi.
Okay. Going again. Crystal. Nikki.
Oh, no.
Erin. Oh, shit. There's more people. Hold on, people. Sorry. Oh, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Ah, Chris. Chris, are you drinking?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you drinking, Chris?
I'm not sure.
All right, well, just, I don't care what you're drinking. You know the drinking words? Drinking words. H-O-H, V, if you guys notice, I keep adding words. H-O-H, Vito, H-O-H, Vito, Big Brother, live feed, Liz, no, twins, or Austin, you take a big gulp. Okay, we're going to play. Let me just count right now the amount of people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, great. All right, we're going to have Michelle, Tony, Allison, like we said, and Loretta, and Erin. Erin, say hi. Erin? Okay, well, Erin's on your team, guys. If she chooses to go mute, I can't help you. Okay, and then the next team is going to be Crystal. Say hi, Crystal.
Hello.
Nikki.
Nick. This is fixed already.
Hi.
You're on the first team. There's Nikki. Okay, team two. Crystal, Nikki, Kansas. Kansas, say hi.
Hi, y'all.
Brandy. Brandy, say hi.
Hey.
And Chris. Chris, say hi.
Hey.
Everybody's got the teams?
Tammy, didn't you say that Christy was in the chat?
She's having a hard time getting in. She's trying again.
We'll get her. We'll get her in. A few people are trying to get in. You can call in 347-327-9114. If you want to Skype in, all you got to do is click the link to the show. When you click the link, you're going to see at the top of the page our call-in phone number. Right next to there is a Skype icon. Just click the icon, and you'll come into the screening room. Okay? Don't worry, guys. We're not going to leave anybody. Okay. So we have our two... Okay. I'm sorry. I have my scorekeeper texting me.
I never watched that one.
Okay. I'm going to give you each a name for your team. So Cheyenne...
We're team implant!
Cheyenne, who is listening, is going to keep score. So... We have team what?
Team implants.
Team implants?
Hey, Bob, I told you you should have been on my team.
Okay, whoa. So Cheyenne, team one is team implants. And what's team two? What's your name?
Can't beat team implants, don't you? Give up now.
Wait, who is team one? Sorry, dropped.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to go over it again.
I'm with you. I forgot.
Team one.
I didn't want
to
be on the show.
Yes.
Bob.
No, Bob's not here.
Bob's gone.
Oh, God. They told us Bob is gone. Listen, people, I spent hours putting these games together with other people.
Maybe somebody put the teams in the chat.
Okay.
So we remember.
Okay, here, let's... Allison,
okay, yeah.
Okay,
somebody
team one. Erin, Michelle.
Somebody type it. Yeah. Erin,
I'm typing.
Michelle, Tony.
Tony.
Allison and Loretta.
I'm on team implants. I didn't know.
You got that?
Yes, Loretta.
I don't want to be an implant, but that's all right.
Me neither.
And then team two. Team two is Crystal, Nikki, Kansas, Brandy, and Christopher.
I don't have implants. I got enough without implants.
I'm with you, Michelle.
I'm
me
gonna,
neither.
I'm gonna,
Kansas,
I'm gonna,
Christopher, and who?
Brandy. I'm going to name the team. Team one is team...
That's it? That's it? Can we be team,
I like that. I like that.
Like Liz.
Okay, is team, and
like
team
that.
Two is team, whoa. You got that, Cheyenne? whoa.
Team anal. Okay, there we go.
Okay, and whoa. Okay.
Team three is team what?
Okay, now, I need someone from both teams to step up to the podium. Who's stepping up? Give me names.
Allison.
Allison,
Nikki.
Okay. Allison and Nikki. Okay, here we go. Now, this is how the game is going to be played. Is everyone listening?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you before we're all drunk. Okay. This is how the game's going to be played. Each round, two people from each team are going to come up to the podium. I'm going to ask a Big Brother question. Whoever gets the question right, they choose to have their team play or pass. Whoever plays it, if you don't get all the answers right, the points go to the other team. Now, there could be five more answers to a question. I don't care. Whatever answers we chose to do, like Family Feud, you got to pick those answers on the board. Got it?
Got it.
All right, here we go. So who's at the podium?
Nikki and Erin.
All right, here we go. Nikki and Erin. And when you
was
know
Nikki and Allison.
It's Allison, I thought.
Oh, Allison, sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's me. Oh, sorry.
Okay, Nikki and Allison. Okay. And when you know the answer, say your name. That's how we're going to work it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. First question. Who is the only Big Brother house guest to win by unanimous vote?
Nikki.
Go.
Shit.
Sorry, Nikki. Shit is incorrect.
Nobody else talk. Nobody else talk. Ian, wrong.
Ian.
Other person?
I don't know.
We have another guest.
Okay, go to your team. Go to your team.
I know one.
Scream it.
Okay. Dan.
Dan. Who?
Tony
Michelle
is here
got
from
it.
The forum.
Dan.
Evil Dick?
Dan. No, stop. Everybody's got to let me conduct this. Michelle said Dan. She got it. Michelle, what team are you on?
One.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Michelle.
Yeah.
Okay, Michelle. Do you want to play or pass?
I want to play.
You want to play? Okay, hold on. We got someone. I believe Sandy's trying to tell me we got someone else. Hold on.
Yeah, Connie from the forum is on air now.
Okay. Connie?
Connie.
I don't see her. Oh, hi, Connie.
Hi.
Are you drinking with us, Connie?
Yes.
Okay, what are you drinking?
Bloody Mary.
Okay,
woo.
Connie.
Woo.
Do you know the drinking words?
No.
Okay, every time someone says these words, H-O-H, P-O-V, Big Brother, live feeds, Austin or twins, you got to take a big gulp. Otherwise, we're just sipping through. Okay?
Okay. Sounds all good.
Right. Connie, you're going on team two. So team two, add Connie. Okay? Okay, everybody?
Cool. Cool.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, this is going to team one. Team one, ready? Now, you're only going to get 30 seconds to give me the answers. So team one only, not team two, because no one is going to be fucking Googling anything here. You have 30 seconds. Every member of Team 1 has 30 seconds to ramble as many names or answers as you want. Do you understand? Okay, here we go, Team 1. Which games, like Simon says, have been played this season inside the house? Go.
Truth or Dare.
Yes.
Hide and Seek.
Yes. Come on, Team 1.
In the bottle.
Yes. Where's the rest of Team 1? Yes.
Sling,
Heads Up 7
Sling Band.
Yes.
I Spy.
You got one more.
Shit.
No, that shit don't work.
Team 1, all of you are supposed to be
in. There.
Bowling.
That's it. Erin got it. Okay. Cheyenne, they get 50 points. Okay.
We are the champions!
Please, don't cheat.
Stop. Who?
Please don't cheat.
Who is coming up for the second round? One person from each team. Go.
Crystal.
Crystal and who?
Allison. I'll go again. I don't care.
Okay. Crystal and Allison. Name me the four expelled house guests of Big Brother.
Russell.
Say your name if you know it.
Russell.
Go, Crystal.
Russell was one, right?
No. Russell? You're thinking of Survivor.
Have you guys named wrong path?
Anybody?
Shima?
Yes.
Oh, what was the guy that with the knife? Oh, my gosh. What's his name?
I was
the guy with the knife. What was his name?
Scott.
That's it.
Oh, are you people drunk? Where are you?
You have the phone. Get that guy's name, the one with the knife that held the knife to Krista's neck. He was expelled early on in Dr. Will's season.
I know.
What team are you on?
two. Isn't it two?
Okay, you're going to get it. Play or pass?
Play.
Play. Okay, team two, are you ready? Everyone is going to yell out their answers. Okay, 50 seconds on the clock.
Justin. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Will.
You're getting a head start.
Oh, come on.
Here we go. Hold on, I got to take a drink. Okay, team two. Top six answers on the board. Name any alliance with two syllables. Go.
Okay. Brass tacks.
No.
Camper.
Talk loud, I can't hear.
Camper.
No.
Uh-huh.
Any season, any season.
Wasn't there a one?
I have one.
Yes, yes, Tone. Hitman, yes. Go.
I just was about to say that. Hitman.
Go.
Off Twins.
No.
The Scamper Squad.
Off Twins.
No. No.
Rockstars.
Tony's on my team.
Rockstars, that's good.
Austin's Angels. Austin's Angels.
Here were the answers. Chilltown. Quack Pack.
I said Brass Pack.
No, Brass
Pack. That's not two syllables. That's two words.
Yeah.
You didn't tell us two words.
Oh.
Yeah, you said
two syllables.
Austin's
Angels should be there.
All right, I'm going to give them a different question. Here we go. Ready? Team two. Name me the five female winners of Big Brother. Go.
Rachel.
June. Jordan.
June.
Alisa.
Rachel, Jordan, go. Come on.
Lisa. That girl's name. Oh my gosh.
June, wasn't she?
June, you got one more.
June.
Yeah, so what's her, I can't think of her name.
June.
What's her name? Janie season.
Lisa.
Michelle.
Lisa, you got one more.
No. June. Oh, what's her
five
name?
5 seconds.
Oh,
June.
God, I can't think of her name.
BB Royalty.
Francis.
Jordan.
Jordan.
Oh, you did? Okay, then you got it.
We had already said Jordan.
Okay, team two, showing team two, give them 150 points.
Thank you.
What the fuck is that?
Who's that?
Who's
that?
A jackhammer.
What is that?
That must be that calculator out in all of our
Loretta,
points.
Quit sitting on the washing machine.
Oh,
yeah, sick one.
My drink is all splashed out from that.
Come on, let's finish this game. Okay, who's coming up in team one and two? Me.
Huh?
Michelle. And who's coming from team two?
I'll go.
All right, Candace and Michelle, ready?
Yep.
Who was allegedly arrested for drug distribution?
Adam.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Michelle takes it. Play or pass?
Play.
Okay, ready, team one?
Ready.
Besides Brittany, Rachel, Brendan, Natalie, Frank, and Ian, name me five other people who have opened up Pandora's box. Go.
Control.
Did you say those words again?
Besides Brittany, Rachel, Brendan, Natalie, Frank, and Ian, who else has opened up Pandora's box?
Okay, besides Brittany, Rachel, Ian, Frank, and Ann.
Ian. Natalie,
yeah.
Brandon, Rachel, and Brittany.
Bump.
Pandora.
Bump.
Yeah, you're
sorry.
Done.
Bump.
All right, Cheyenne. Callie, I can't go anymore. Callie, this game. Callie it up. Tell me who won.
Tell me who won.
We're back to the echo.
Back to the echo.
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 Hello.
Cheers to Connie. Mm.
Cheers to Connie.
Why am I getting an echo? Do we have a winner?
We have a winner.
Okay, here we go. Here comes the winner. Team 2 won.
Yay!
Now, are yous ready?
Yeah.
Team 2? Okay.
What do we have to be ready for?
I'm going to tell you.
We already won.
But no, you haven't.
You just said Team 2 won.
Before we move on, Team 2, I just want to say I like Austin.
Oh, God.
Yuck. Okay, Team 2, get ready for your BB scavenger hunt.
Sorry about that, Loretta. It had to be done.
That's
so funny. Team 2, get ready for your BB scavenger hunt. The winner is going to win an official Big Brother Beach towel. Are you ready? Whoever PMs me the following things first will win.
How do we hand it to you?
Okay, I'm not coming all the way to New Jersey just to win a towel.
I live in Louisiana.
Much as I love you, Cammie, I'm not coming all the way to New Jersey for a towel.
I think you ought to. Louisiana needs some towels, apparently. I mean, that'd be a long way for me to go. I know you want the gumbo.
There's a long time in Louisiana.
I'm in Louisiana, too.
There's a long time away, then. Let's go. I'll send you a picture of my nipple for a towel. Let's go. Not you, Bob.
I said you were
I just
want
to know how we're
phone,
supposed to get this stuff
gonna,
to her.
You're going to go.
Austin,
people, drunk
drink.
People, listen. You
hey,
were
Austin.
Going. Oh, drink. Austin, drink. You were going to go on Austin. Your computers or phone right now.
I'm
you're
going to
find
phone.
a picture of what I'm asking, okay? And you're going to PM it to me on Facebook. Whoever PMs me this picture first wins. You don't need
Lee,
to
me
PM.
That leaves me out, guys. I'm not on Facebook.
What?
I said wait from Team 2. I'm sorry, drunk.
Team 2. Yes, only Team 2. This is only for Team 2. You
two.
Don't need to You don't need to get on a plane and come give it to me. Whoever the fuck was saying that.
That was Nikki.
PM it to me via Facebook. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here's the following things I want, Team 2. Okay. I want a nudie shot of any Big Brother house guest that has ever played. And B, I want a shot of Julie Chen before her facelift. Go.
Oh, a nudie shot of a Big Brother house? Oh, shit. Can I get that back, Cam?
That's Nick. Fine, Nick.
Bob, get away from Cam's phone.
I have like 4 of them saved on my phone. Team 1, what did we do?
Nick and Brendan. I know Brendan had one.
Hey, y'all, Gina Marie was in Playboy, for Christ's sake.
Team 2.
Yeah, that's
only
right.
Team
that's
two.
Right. Was she I forgot really? About that.
We were cheated.
Was she really?
Bob, did you just clear your desk off with that? No, she wasn't.
You
did
guys
she
better hurry.
I don't think she did,
Nudie. Come on.
I remember the men more than the women. Maybe Janie might have. Janie might have done Playboy.
Hey, Cam, wasn't Matt one of them?
Yes.
Yep.
Sandy, we got a call with the 519 area code.
Yeah, I got both pictures.
Me too.
That's the SCC. We got a whole bunch of fines to pay now.
Okay. I PM'd you.
All right.
Just because of Loretta and her washing machine.
Yeah, you.
All right, everybody stop. You got everybody stop, 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 stop. I got a tie. I don't know who's came first, so I have to give him a tiebreaker question. It's between Nikki and Crystal.
All right, Crystal. Dukes are out.
Go, girls.
Let's go.
All right, hold on. Let me find one. I have them ready.
Shut up. You suck, you jackass.
Okay. You two ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Christy's whoever on the screams, air now.
Whoever screams out the answer first wins.
God.
Nikki and Crystal.
Christy.
Huh?
Tammy, I have Christy on the air now.
Christy.
I'm here.
You found us.
Took me a while, but I got it.
Are you drinking?
I have my drink.
Have you heard the drinking word?
I sure have.
Okay, so you've been listening to this nonsense. Okay, Christy.
Been following
you. We are now
you.
Going into final death to see who is going to win the official BB beach towel between... Hold on, my son's texting me.
I should automatically win because I gave you a picture of your favorite host guest.
I was going to disqualify you.
Audrey?
Oh,
you got a
no.
naked picture of Audrey?
Okay,
no,
here we
make
go.
A picture of Amanda.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Nikki and Crystal only. Who was evicted this season, week 5? One guess.
Season.
That's it. Who said it?
Nikki.
Damn.
You got it.
Woohoo!
You got it!
Yay! Yay!
I'm sorry.
I'm drinking for that one. I am.
Her address is 13730 FM 620 North, Austin, Texas, 78717.
If you have to come move to Austin, you can have a towel.
Nikki, this is Sandy. DM me your address.
Okay.
And we'll get
I'm coming to kill you, Josh.
Right to you.
Okay.
I just told you her address, Sandy. Recorded for Christ's sake.
I just want to say to all the people listening to us that aren't on our team, we love you. Thank you for being loyal to us. Thank you for listening to our drunk asses. If you want to join the team, we always
all
need
gifts and money can be sent to that address I said before.
We always need volunteers. You can PM. You can email. Who they email? You can email me, Tammy, CAMMY, at getreallol.com. Okay? We need bloggers, writers, updaters, Twitter people, blah, 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 blah. We love all you guys. You're having fun.
I would just like to say thank you to Cheyenne for my winning.
For your what?
For my winning the towel. She made it possible.
Oh, so it was fixed, huh? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Interesting.
You know the picture on the forums?
Mm-hmm.
I have it as my background, but I've been numbering
it. I think we all should get a towel.
I think
no.
so, too.
No.
I knew it.
I think so, too, Michelle. I think everyone should get a towel.
Let's do that.
You
I think we should take a vote on it. I bet you the vote is positive for it.
I think everybody should get a towel.
With an admin. Bob,
Michelle, when you're ready to pay for them, let me know.
At least everybody on team two. Come on now.
Okay. Is everybody ready for word association?
Yes.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give a word. And one by one, we're going to say the first word that pops into your mouth. Remember, we are uncensored. Say whatever the hell you want. Just
Yay.
Know No hate, okay? No hate.
Okay.
We don't do hate here. Okay, here we go. Word association. Okay. Caleb, go.
Beastor.
Cowboy.
Stalker.
Stalker.
Caring.
Elbow.
Elbow.
Hot.
Hot.
I feel
Did someone
hot.
Say elbow?
Yeah, because you're sure that thing's got to have an elbow in it.
Oh, dear Lord.
The chat room. The loser. Bobby's not a loser. Okay, next word. Ready? Back door. Go.
Oh,
Vanessa.
Vanessa. Hopefully.
Vanessa. Austin.
Jace.
Oh.
Yeah.
Drink, Austin. Drink.
That's all.
Please. Power
okay.
washer.
Bob, BB towels are prime swag. You got that right, Bob. Next word, ready? It's a good one. BB takeover.
Fail.
Good. Good.
Girl. Horrible.
Yeah. Disappointing.
Useless.
Disappointing. Yeah.
They don't know what to do with it.
Dumb. And just in case everybody missed it, I want to play real quick our Get Real theme song for our staff and our listeners. And then, after this 10-second song, I'm going to take a break and have all the fucking you talk. Here we go.
Oh, people like us, we've got to stick together. Keep your head up, nothing lasts forever. Here to the damned, to the lost and forgotten. It's hard to get high when you're living.
Okay, Misfits, take over the show. I'm sick of it. Go.
Who?
Go, talk.
Who? What are we talking about?
Anybody. Whatever you want to talk about.
Talk about how much we dislike the twins.
Yeah. Yes.
Drink.
Drink.
Austin's like an ape. Anybody that picks his hairs up underneath his arms and puts it in his mouth. He's so nasty.
I can't believe I
ever thought he was good looking. He's just gross.
I don't know if I want to call him an ape.
Is that who you're talking about, Austin?
Yeah.
He is. He's disgusting.
Yeah.
Drink. What does everybody think about Fingergate?
Oh my God.
What's going on? Please someone tell me, because I don't get live feeds.
They're so nasty. Basically,
even I wouldn't sniff that.
He goes and smells his finger. Kansas doesn't have his feet. He fingered her and then smelled his finger.
Oh, God.
And don't you know how proud her mom is going to be of her to come home and see that on live TV?
Oh, my gosh.
And that girl must have some hang time because I've seen him sniff his finger after that.
Ugh.
So she needs some dicyclamine or something.
But then he goes down to the kitchen and gets food and doesn't even wash his fingers.
Sandy, we have another caller coming to
And then we've seen him with his black feet.
She didn't realize that people are watching her on the feed, and she see her face.
He looks like he's got the black feet disease, too.
Is anybody having more fun with all of this than watching the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having more fun with all of you.
Can I say something?
Hey,
about
everybody.
The black...
We have Crystal on the line.
Crystal!
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi, Crystal.
Hey.
This is like Amy.
What, Crystal?
We're talking about Austin's nasty black feet.
Wait a minute. Wasn't Crystal here already?
Yeah, Crystal was here already. I think I got cut out.
Okay.
Connie, excited for nothing.
Is that Connie fucking... I want to say the person who put the picture of Austin's black feet on our Facebook page. Oh, by the way, people, we have an incredible Facebook group. There's like 22,000 people in it. We're one of the biggest. And if you go to Facebook, just search Get Real LOL Big Brother. But anyway, that picture was doctored. There's no way that man's feet were that dirty.
Yeah, that house is that dirty, though.
Because he doesn't.
I mean, he
has
a barrel walking around.
It is there.
They never mopped the floor, no.
Oh, I would believe it.
Oh, yeah, because he ain't took a bath since he's been in there. He ain't nothing but nasty.
Ew. No. Did you see him the other day?
I've seen him in the shower. I can't attest if he uses soap or not, though.
How can Liz lay next to that? I don't know.
I see him in the shower, people. I'm going to be honest with you. I see him in the shower.
I don't know what he's doing. He ain't running the water.
Really, Cam? Tell us about how you watch Austin.
I see him in the shower. I've never
what
seen
kind of dirty stuff do you do?
You don't even use shampoo to wash his hair.
Doesn't
he
runs it underwater. What is it that you think he uses the soap for?
Drink.
Oh, I can imagine.
He shouldn't need to, though. Liz is willing.
I don't think we should make fun of someone's personal hygiene.
Really?
Yeah, I don't believe in making fun of people like that.
Has she been getting him off too? You guys, has she been getting him off too?
Definitely.
We're uncensored. Nothing's off limits. Wait, but not the personal hygiene.
No.
That's where we draw the line. You can talk about all the dirty stuff in the world, but don't say the boy doesn't use soap. We're not going there. We're not going to do that.
Something wrong with that picture. You better take a few more hits.
Here's my thing, okay? It's one thing to talk about what we see on the feed and say she's a bitch or he's that. It's another thing to talk about someone personally. Like someone making fun of Steve, thinking something's wrong with him. Someone's hygiene. It's just what I believe.
Did you not see them black feet? Did you not see them black feet?
I saw the black feet. Maybe he likes
but
black
other
feet.
People in the house have said that he stinks.
No.
Yeah, Zingbot got him on that one, so.
Yeah.
Even Zingbot said he's got tuna beard, and I don't think they were talking about from Liz.
Yeah. Can I?
Zingbot wasn't saying, like, I think he caught tuna beard from Liz, Austin. I think they're saying, like, you fucking stink.
I want to say it's Mouse in the chat room to call in. Hey, it's Mouse in the chat room. Call in. 314-327-9114. I want to hear from you.
I think Steve wears his shoes all the time, and I think that's why he wears them, because the floor is dirty.
Probably.
And
yeah.
You know, I will say, like, when we're in the Virgin Islands, like, the villa's there. We walk around, and by the end of the day, our feet are black. Like, and the houses are clean. There's people that clean the houses. It just, because of the way the floors are there and dirt gets in, like, their feet are nasty. And
right.
I'm seeing Vanessa and Meg and all of them lay down at night, and their feet are dirty, and his are probably really calloused and yucky from doing gymnastics and wrestling and weightlifting
and
all the crap he does.
And there's a lot of people
who probably
live in that house, and they don't
pick everything up, and then they walk around in that grass, and that's fake grass.
Yeah.
So they pick up, like, every thing everywhere they go, and then they think, like, oh, I'm not dirty, I didn't do anything today, and they crawl into bed.
Mouse is saying he's shy. Let's encourage Mouse to call in. Come on, Mouse.
Come on, Mouse.
Oh, hey.
If you think about it, the only therapist that I've been off recently is the one they tortured us with bullet on. That's the only place where I've ever seen them use the Swiffer other than, well, actually since Becky left.
The only time what? You broke up.
The only time I've seen them use the mop is for bowling.
Yeah.
So that's the only strip of floor in the kitchen that the mop has ever been used on since Becky left.
It's in a wonder their feet are black.
Yeah.
Who do we want? Okay, we know James and Miss Meg are up. Let's say James goes or Meg goes. Who do we want to win HOH next week? Everybody drink.
James.
Oh, God.
James.
James.
John.
James.
James.
Absolutely.
James. James is gone. Who's winning?
John.
Oh, I hope not.
Johnny
He's
Mac.
Not gone?
Johnny
If James
Mac.
Goes,
Meg
must win.
Steve.
If James goes out,
Johnny
Mac,
Mac
HOH.
Yep.
Johnny
but Johnny Mac
gone.
Wants to
gone
get Meg out, for goodness
back.
Sake.
No, if
but
James goes,
wants,
I want Meg to win.
He wants Meg if James is still there. But if James is already gone, he won't go after Meg.
Yeah,
can we
break
can we talk about Johnny Mac?
Yes, please.
Yes, it's my favorite
yes.
subject.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Here's my problem with Johnny Mac.
Go for it.
He's perfect.
Johnny Mac is getting a killer edit.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He's not. No.
Johnny,
yeah.
Johnny Mac's
no.
going to be getting killer head when he gets out of the house.
But
Johnny
I
don't
Mac's
think he's got
killer
head
edit.
In the house.
They're making him seem like he is the biggest comedian in the world when all he does is lay in bed. He has no strategy.
Right.
And I'm sorry, America. I know he's going to win America's Favorite, but he is getting
no,
such
no,
a killer
James.
Edit.
No, not James is.
James
he's getting
James
such
James
a killer
is.
Edit.
James.
It's crazy.
James.
He's
James.
Very likable. No, honestly, he's a very likable guy, and
yeah.
I do like him very, very much. But when he answered to Julie, who would you target, and he says, Meg? I mean, my
no.
God,
brilliant.
You guys,
because
Meg.
Because he has no idea what day it is. Never mind fucking filling my cavity.
He's not fighting to do anything. It's awful, God. It's terrible to watch this right now. And Vanessa, what the hell's wrong with Vanessa? That was the one wonderful thing Johnny Mac actually did, was to tell her what was going on. So if she's intelligent like everybody's saying she is, why the hell is she nominating James and Meg? When she knows she's at the bottom of the damn totem pole with the three of them,
because
why not put them up?
I agree.
Preach, Kansas, preach.
I
just get angry when I
watch,
this now.
Crap. These people are playing
she,
for shit.
She don't
want
to do it herself, and she wants John to do it.
She is.
Yep.
They're the worst game players. No one's making any big moves.
This is why Vanessa put them up, okay? She can't put up Austin and the twins, two drinks.
Sorry.
Too much.
She can't put them up because even though she's lowest on the totem pole, she's thinking odds are one or two will be knocked out by the end. And
mm-hmm.
they are loyal to her. She's not going to take out
Tyson,
Steve and Johnny Mac because now she has a line with them and they're going to go after Austin and the twins, two drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
That's why she's going after, which is very smart, I believe. That is why she's
yes.
going after James and Meg.
And James is a huge threat. I mean, he's
okay. huge.
He's a huge
oh.
threat to all of them.
No,
yeah, but the five should team up and go after the three.
Exactly.
True.
Why didn't
Vanessa
right.
go with James and Meg, and then all of them go
Meg
after
and
Austin and twins?
She don't win nothing.
That's five drinks.
Can't count on Meg to win anything.
Right.
She's going to be like Sabrina from
right.
BC Canada. They're all going to
yeah.
take her because they're going to win against her.
Picture this,
okay.
everybody. This is my
don't
worst case
the same
scenario.
Way she can't win a competition either.
Michelle, worst case scenario, ready?
Yeah.
We went through this whole fucking season. Final two. Meg and Julia.
Tell me.
Imagine.
Oh, Lord.
At this rate, it's going to be Liz and Julia.
Yes,
I
know.
I won't be updated.
Oh, my
can't
God,
it
can't even.
Tony. Now, I just want to say for the record, we had one other party like this. It was a kickoff party when we got the radio station, and it was just, I think there was six of us, five of us, and we were just fucking so excited. And we just came on air and whatever. And it got really fucking crazy. This is how crazy it got. I will not give out names.
Can I guess?
I will not shout names, but somebody was speaking.
Well,
somebody was speaking that they were a virgin, and another person was saying how. And I don't want to talk about this subject further. Tone, it's kind of a girl subject, but feel free. And Chris, if you want to jump in, feel free. She was saying how one time she was pleasuring a guy with her hand, and it was so small that it would slip off. And that it had to be an
Stop
inch.
It.
And I was saying it's impossible to be an inch. Was it a
I think the guy should weigh in on
shit.
This one.
That's not possible.
Right? It's not possible, am I right?
I don't think it's
not possible.
Possible.
I mean, it's possible.
It's
called
a micro penis, and we tell Bob we love him
what
anyway.
What is it not, then?
I picked at guys a lot, and I tell them about their Vienna sausage. I mean, but that's just joking. That's not possible. On.
I love you guys.
You got a southern woman there.
Hey, why is everybody leaving the chat room? We're only talking about a micro penis.
What's not fair is guys can have a tiny penis, and we got to get ours sewn up and call it rejuvenation.
Oh my God.
And pay $6,000 to have it happen. Shut up, Bob.
Bob's in the chat room giving his I can't
that was not
talk.
My third surgery, I promise.
Does anybody want
to
make
keep mine nice and wide for the masses?
Does anybody want to make a toast?
Yes.
I got one.
Okay, guess that. Who's that?
Here's to the heat.
Go ahead.
Here's to the heat. Not to the heat that brings down shacks and shanties, but to the heat that brings down bras and panties.
I didn't hear that at all.
I couldn't hear that.
What did you say?
Okay. Here is to the heat. Not to the heat that brings down shacks and shanties, but to the heat that brings down bras and panties.
Wow.
That's all
yes,
I heard.
Girl.
This is all I heard. Ready? I guess it's me. Here's to the
heat. I didn't
heat.
Hear it at all either.
I got balls and panties.
I'll put it in chat. Balls
and panties. That's what I heard too, Cammy.
I'm going to put it in chat. Okay, hear me?
Okay, please put it in chat.
Somebody read it.
Yeah.
Okay, put it in chat.
Now. Here is to the heat.
Oh, now I can hear you.
Not to the heat.
Not to heat.
What?
Not tutu heat. That's what it says in the chat. I don't know.
Wait, what chat?
That brings us down.
That brings down.
Loretta's drunk.
Yeah, I am.
Wait, is somebody typing like Steno? What's going on? Wait, I don't see anything in the chat. Oh, wait, the radio chat?
And shanties.
Because Loretta started drinking early.
Get backs and panties.
Not
a
Bring down shacks and shanties. But toss heat. What the fuck?
Imagine there's a space there, Cammy.
Loretta, you're so drunk. What are you typing?
I can read it.
Here's to the heat, not to the heat that brings down shacks and shanties, but to the heat that brings down bras and panties.
Yeah.
Jeez, you gotta speak for them.
That was hard.
Or how about, here's to the haters. Fuck you. We're better than you.
I'll drink
How about
that.
Here's to the updaters.
I'll do a toast.
Ready? Everybody raise your glass, your bottle, whatever you got going on. Here is a toast to our unbelievable updaters who work tirelessly, who jump on shifts that they don't have to, who I believe are true family. To the people that run the discussion boards, thank you for your time. Thank you for being creative. You were all a part of Get Real, and we are really family. And even though Big Brother goes away, Get Real is always around. If you want to do something else on another show, if not, we meet back up. BB Canada, if you watch Canada. If not, we come back Big Brother. But we all know and appreciate you all so well. And I can't believe I just said that. Cheers.
Cheers to
someone who couldn't be here today.
Cheers.
As well. I said, and to someone who couldn't be here today as well.
Jive talking, Erin.
I have a toast.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's to all the 2-inch penises out there. Cheers.
Cheers to the penis that's
out there. What just said about penis?
Here's to all the 2-inch penises out there.
Was that Sandy?
Yes.
Okay, she gave herself. She gave herself away. That was her story. Okay, good.
If it's smaller than a bunch of the bottle, it's a girl for you.
Erin, that was a great cheers to the haters. People, when we say haters, we basically have people who try to infiltrate us, whether it's through our Facebook pages or anywhere, because they can't believe how we're growing so fast and everything, but they don't get what the trick is. The trick is to allow people to be who they are, feel a part of something, and be able to say what they want to say. And that's why we're all this way.
Exactly.
And that's you can write whatever you want or say whatever you want. I don't care. End of story. And here's my theme song to the haters.
Corporate approved memos. Lead a workshop. Remember birthdays. Direct workflow. My own bathroom.
Yeah,
Beyonce.
What about
that one guy?
And Chris and Tony.
And Bob.
And Bob.
Tony's pretty quiet on here.
Tony's
well,
quiet.
Well, Bob's pretty much a girl.
I'm here.
Tony's quiet.
We're honest about it.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Hear
you. You're just quiet.
Let's be honest. Bob's pretty much a girl.
Oh, Bob,
you.
Bob came in the chat room this afternoon, and I talked to him for a few seconds.
He makes rare appearances. He's like,
I told him, I said, welcome. We're enjoying your visit. Okay, ready? Now, Michelle, you can't play this because I know you've been on one of my shows. Basically, this is a game called Distorted House Guests, and we've taken a conversation between two or more house guests, and I've distorted the voice, and you guys have to figure out
who is
saying it.
Ready? Here we go. Can you hear it?
No.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm.
All right, let's try this.
No.
Dave!
Playing. Aren't they playing?
Jimmy!
Huh. They're not playing. That's weird. Never mind.
Are you actually hitting the play button?
I'm hitting the play button, Colin.
You want me to do it, Cammy?
No, I'm hitting it in the studio. They're not working.
I can do it for you, Cammy.
How?
Oh, my God, this is so, like, yummy. And you use, like, a blanket as a tablecloth.
Oh,
this is so cute.
Wait
and, like,
minute.
Oh, my God, this is so...
Oh, hold on, I got him on my phone. Hold on, guys. Okay, here we go. Here's the first one.
Oh my god, we're so cute. And you're using the fucking blankets as a tablecloth. Yummy, this is so cute. Thank you, and you look nice tonight.
Yeah. Did she hear
it's
that?
It's Liz in Austin.
Yes.
It's Liz, 100%.
Candace, you were on that show, weren't you?
Thank God, no.
All right, here's another one.
I know what you guys are up to. No, we're just trying to make it work. No, you're trying to make my life a living hell.
Vanessa.
I know what you guys are up to. No, we're just trying to make it work. No, you're trying to make my life a living hell.
Audrey.
That was... Oh, sorry, I didn't have that label.
I know which one it is.
What is it?
That's Jeff. When they're trying to make the bed arrangement and Jeff doesn't want to sleep with Steve.
Fair.
I have a ton of them in the studio, but it won't play. I don't know why. Okay, my phone. Nothing else will play. I wonder why.
Somebody posted on the Get Real on Facebook what all the stuff that Liz and her sister was talking about made.
Pass.
Oi.
Those two are just making me angry. I watch the feeds now and it just makes me mad.
I hear ya.
Yeah, me too.
The worst part
when
about
talking about Julia.
Then having to type it. That's the killer at night.
Yeah.
Fair.
And my only feeds are the at night, and I'll tell you what, I end up just taping it, and I fast forward because it's so damn boring. I don't want to see them cooking. I don't want to see them playing their stupid games. I want to see some game talk.
I hate pop-pop.
I'm bored with their games.
I hate pop-pop.
You want to see what cook?
Game. I want to hear them game. I want to hear them talk some game or something, some strategies. All you see is them, and all you hear is Meg, you know, oh my god, and laughing, and Julia screaming, and it's just crap. And
they
they're cooking
Steve,
all the time. It's just awful. It's a waste.
They call Steve boy, and I don't like that. I don't like.
I'd
how
rather
they
watch Meg any day over the twins.
Meg is a nice girl. I have nothing against Meg as a person at all. But as far as a gamer, she is dead weight for James. I hate it. I hate that James is dragging her along because she's doing nothing for her. I know he likes her, but she's not going to be his girlfriend. She's doing nothing for his game.
Because
I really want
James
to win.
His roommate today, and he said the same thing. He was like, you know... It's really bad that it's dragging him down.
She's not going to wait up for him to help him in the game.
Candace, you of all people, you've been listening to our radio show since season 15 when we started. And
right.
I'm going to tell everybody here, I guarantee you, the people you like inside the house, some of them you will not like outside. And the people that you don't like, you will like outside the house.
Right, yeah.
That house, you have to think about it. There is no outside contact. There's no TV. You're playing in a mental, whatever state you're in, you're just running on that, okay? And your worst sides come out or whatever's going to come out. When the people come out, you realize what kind of people they are. Mark my words, you're going to like people you didn't like, and you're going to not like people you'll... Did I just say the same thing?
Yeah, you're good.
It's fine.
Anyway, I can hold all judgment from experience. Because I want to see how they are outside the house. How they interact with their fans. Do they have a complex? Are they vain? And you see people outside the house for what they are. And I'll leave it at that.
But you know what, Kimmy? I think a lot of us like a lot of these people for who they are. I mean, they're nice people. It's just the point of this for the game.
Yeah.
We want to see gamers.
Game-wise, kind of like I don't like a lot of them, but outside the house, it's going to be different.
Right. Me, you, and Michelle, you know, we're running the game every week, okay? We're Austin and the Twins. Drink. We're running the game every week. We're in this thing on this power trip. And, you know, we're in this game, and we're getting nasty where we're not usually nasty, and there's nothing else to do. This is your life. But
yeah.
I'm not saying when they come out you're going to like them. I'm just saying just watch when people come outside the house. We've been there, believe me.
I'll be the first one to say that I hated, Kimmy can tell you, I hated Audrey in the house. I hated her. I was like, I can't stand her. I don't care about her. I hope she's out. I want every week I wanted her gone. And then when she came out of the house and I was dealing with her trying to get her booked for Get Real, like, she is the nicest person.
Mm-hmm.
She has been nothing but kind. I've had to deal with her several times, and she is nothing but accommodating.
And I used to go in the updater box,
decent,
and I would say,
wonderful.
Go Audrey, and they would all throw me out of the updater's box. Get the hell out of here, Cammy. I'm like, go Audrey.
I'd give anything to have her back over these women now, honestly, you guys, because she's a gamer.
Yeah.
She would bring something to the table. These others aren't.
Yeah, but I mean, there were things she said in the house that I was just like, oh, I can't stand her. And she's, like, I really had to deal with her outside the house. And she's been lovely.
I love
lovely.
Her.
Lovely.
Oh,
like,
my
what
gosh,
can
I'm
do?
Obsessed
how
with
can
Audrey.
I help? What can I, how can I assist you? Tell me what you need. Everything. She's wonderful.
She's unbelievable.
He's cool as hell,
and
man.
And I introduced her when we had her on. I introduced her with her theme song. What was the theme song, Aaron?
Can you believe it as well?
When she had the blanket over her head.
Is this real? Is it really real? Is this real? Sang to her.
I sang the song and introduced her.
I know.
Fucking awesome.
It was great, Cammy. I loved it.
Wait, what was the song? How does it go?
Is this real?
Is this real?
Jelly put a knife
real?
In my back. Is this my life?
I wake up in the have-not room.
Yes.
Yeah. And, I don't
and Audrey anybody. Loved it.
She did.
She thought it was the best. She was just like, that's so cute.
I love her.
Jelly put a knife in my back. Is this real?
Sang it very well.
Okay, people. We're on an hour and a half. I got 2 minutes left. Does anybody want to say anything? Does anybody want to say anything?
Thank you.
Thank you,
just thank you for tonight.
Thank you. You guys have a good time?
Yeah, the party.
Awesome.
Just remember, this is archived, and it's going to be on iTunes. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord.
Like
but no one knows who you are, Tone. Don't worry. No one knows who anybody is.
Except for now, my address is on iTunes. Money and prizes only.
But you guys, again, after the show's over, you wait like 2 minutes, and tomorrow or whenever, even tonight, and you'll be able to listen to the whole show in its entirety. And I suggest you fast forward to the 1-inch penis story. I am Cammy from outside.
You're funny, Cammy.
Thank you. I am Cammy from outside the Get Real studio. Get it, Julie Chen? I am Cammy from outside the Get Real studio. I am with Sandy, Michelle,
inside
Tony, Allison, Nikki, Loretta, Aaron, Kansas, Brandy, Chris, Christy, Crystal, Tony.
Yeah.
And we want to say to you, I don't know. What do we want to say, guys?
Get real, rocks.
Oh, get real.
Get real.
Rocks, man. Rocks.
Get real.
Our haters are motivators.
Anytime anybody's fucking with you, anytime you're down, just tell them to get real.
Hell
love
yeah.
You guys. Have a good night. Love
good
you
night.
Guys, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Love all of you so much. You made my night.
Thank you so much.
Corporate approved memos. Lead a workshop. Remember.
Yeah.